Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Judy singing Redeeming Grace, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God is Exceedingly Greater, from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
used to be an end, now God has turned it into an eternity. He's opened a door. He's made a way. Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. So God is so exceedingly great in His power today that in creation He even spoke the whole world into existence, and even the world declares and says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen. So God is so exceedingly great in His power that within mankind there is a search for Him. And you might be here today searching today for peace. You may be here searching today for answers. I'm going to tell you, it's found here in the pages of this book. It's found in the blood of Jesus. It's found in the deliverance that God will provide for you. If you come to Him, He'll in no wise cast you out. Amen. Praise God. God has even revealed Himself in the church. The church is comprised today of people who seek and serve the Lord. So these same people, no, they're not perfect. None of you are. I know you may think you are, but you're not. You're not perfect. But you better be forgiven. Amen. So what does God do? He takes broken lives and He fills broken lives that's been tainted with drugs and alcohol and sin and the world and everything else and sorry living, because that's all sin is. We glamorize it, but let me tell you what it is. It's sorry living. Sin is sorry living. That's a defilement to the name of Almighty God. You've got to get purged of the sin. Be assured today, whatever the background today that we may have come from today, it all spells R-U-I-N-E-D, ruined. We've all been ruined. We've all been broke. We've all been busted. We've all even been disgusted. But glory to God, there's a God that can turn all of that around. There's a God who will set you free. There's a God who will deliver you. There's a God that will snatch you. And thank God of the words of David when he said, He inclined unto me, He heard my cry, and He brought me up. Brought me up out of a horrible pit. He inclined unto me and brought me up out of a horrible pit and set my foot on a rock. And He established my going. And now it's Jesus, because He's what my life is all about. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What y'all do? Turn the heat on? Good Lord. When you get saved, a little bit of God's greatness got on you. Woo! Well, the world's told me I'm nothing. God says you're more than a conqueror through Him that loves you. God gets the glory in the church by redemption, by regeneration, by restoration, and lives today that walk with the Lord. Is your life today glorifying God, or is your life a shame to the name of God? Our God is exceeding greater, greater than your sin, greater than your past, greater than all your fears of tomorrow. Whatever you're doing today, let me tell you, God wants to do something greater in your life. He wants to bless you. Second thing, and I'm through. God is exceeding in great in His mercy. We get to worship God because He allows us to. Well, I did call a favor. I came to church today. Oh, is that right? Is that your perception? You got a wrong perception. You ought to praise God that He allowed you to come to church to worship Him today. You better thank God He allowed you to have breath in your body that you could get here today. You better praise God that He's been merciful and gracious and long-suffering to us. You better praise God that today you have the opportunity to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. Amen. See, that's God's mercy. That in His holiness, He made it possible today for you to be redeemed by the blood of His dear Son. Have you today? Have you? Really? Have you today? I'm convinced, I told my wife just this past week, I said, I'm convinced that most churches, the vast majority of people in churches today are lost as a goose in a hailstorm, because there is no evidence in their life that they've ever been born again. Showing up is not evidence. Living it is evidence. Putting Jesus first is evidence. Reading the Word is evidence. Having the mind of Christ is evidence. Preacher, you're judging. I'm not judging. I'm telling you, your actions show who you are and reveal the spirituality of your life. Amen. I never understood. People can say, I love Jesus in church on Sunday, and you get on Facebook and somebody rubs their feathers the wrong way, and bless God, they can curse worse than any sailor I've ever seen. Is that what it's all about for you? Some of you, all you live for is Facebook. I'm serious as a heart attack. You should be living for the Facebook. Why don't you take and turn the phone off and the computer off and get in God's Word and absorb what God has said in your Word, in His Word, that will enrich and empower your life. Amen. Get off the drama meal. Nobody really gives a rip about what you're doing. All they're doing is gathering information so they can carry it to somebody else and gossip about you. And all you're doing is feeding them information. So how smart are you? My theory is if it doesn't glorify God, forget it. Amen. Man, y'all going to love me today. All right, let me finish. We serve a mighty God. And today, you know the need in your life. Today, you need God to do exceeding great and precious things in your life. Amen. What area are you longing for Him today to do these things? Really, are you really satisfied with your Christian life today? Let me just pose this question to you now through. If you had to stand before Jesus today, would you be happy with what He would say to you? It's a pretty stern question, isn't it? But mark my word, one day you will stand before Him and you will give an account of how you live for Him. Would it be a shame or will it be a praise? See, God wants to do exceeding great things in your life. But He can only do it when you cooperate with His will and desire His plan for your life. He possesses the power and He's given the mercy. And all He's asking you to do today is to surrender your will to His. And if you'll do that, you'll see Him work amazing, glorious things in your life. But you've got to want what God's got for you. Are you saved today? I mean, just suppose the trumpet sounded in the next 5 minutes. Could. Where would you be, here or there? Folks, if you don't know Him as your Savior, He invites you to come to Him today. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Don't take God for granted. Come, call on Him today. Surrender it all. And then have expectation that today is your day of breakthrough. Father, thank You for the Word of God. And thank You for the blessing that we've had to receive it today. Preach some pretty hard, stern stuff today, Lord. But Lord, we need the truth because it's a truth that sets us free. It's a truth that delivers us. And we need the truth. Help us to seek Jesus and put You first in our living today. May Your will be done. There are folks in this room that need a breakthrough right now. Need a breakthrough. Would you raise your hand right now? Some area, some place, something in your life, you need a breakthrough. Come on.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.